Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Greg Squall Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is your old boy, Greg, right here on the phone, on the radio, Blog Talk Radio, on the internet, whatever you want to call it. We are back. That's right. Been away for a while, but we have gotten everything back together, and we are pumped. Excited. I don't know how you feel, but I know how we feel. So there we go. Some fun stuff to talk about on our first episode back, kind of bouncing back and forth, and just like, hey, passing on the information. I got to get some information on here. Let's see here. I got to pass on some phone numbers. If you want to call the Greg, if you want to talk to Greg now, let me find all my information. Oh, you can call me at 563-999-3032. Once again, that phone number, 563-999-3032. We're slapping this on here. So, back into the studio. Here we go. Okay. I'm kind of sad and heartbroken. I'm not going to lie about it. Just for the simple fact that Kansas City got beat. And that was my go-to team. That was my number one team. I'm not going to lie about it. I am a big Chiefs fan. So they got beat. And in order for me to maintain any type of interest in the Super Bowl, we really needed San Francisco. Well, as always, Garoppolo, Johnny, Jimmy, whoever, choked. I mean, what do? Chokes, throws an interception, and it's game over. So the Super Bowl is set, and it is going to be the Rams and the Bengals. And, you know, like I say, you know, I really don't care for either one of those teams. So I guess who won't be watching the Super Bowl this year? Once again, 563-999-3032. If you want to call in, talk about the Super Bowl and today's games, the phone lines are open. So make sure you get on in here. Got some great MMA stuff going on this coming weekend. We are slowly getting in back to the hang of things. And so it is what it is. I guess the number one thing is MMA. Muskogee, Oklahoma, next Saturday night at the Muskogee Civic Center. River City Promotions going to be having an event, and I will be there doing the ring announcing duties. Looking forward to getting back to Muskogee. It has been way too long since I have been over to Muskogee, so we will be there for that event. One of the many things I'm involved in now is public PA announcing for the Arkansas Razorback ice hockey team. Yes. The Arkansas Razorbacks do have an ice hockey team. It's a club sport. So, but the guys are good. I mean, they've only lost like 3-4 games all season long. And I know they went to Springfield Friday and Saturday and swept a two-match series with Missouri State up in Springfield. So congratulations to Coach Keller Sims and the hockey team. Like I say, they'll be back in action this coming Friday and Saturday. I will be there Friday night handling the PA duties, as always. And then, like I say, and then Saturday night, we have MMA action, Muskogee, Oklahoma. You know, I do want to reach out to boxing, MMA, pro wrestling promoters. If you do have an event coming up, I will be more than happy to drop knowledge about your event. You know, if you have a commercial like audio MP3, I'll be more than happy to play that on our show. You know, a lot of great, you know, there's some promotions really picking up action in the air, and that's the nice thing about Blog Talk Radio. Being on the internet, we go all the way around the world. So that's the exciting thing about it. But once again, phone number is 563-999-3032. That is the phone number. Let's see. Hop over here on the Facebook page. Let's see here. We're going to... Let's see. Trying to multitask, post stuff on Facebook while promote the show. Let's see here. We're going to do a, put a link right there. Copy link. Let's throw that over on Facebook. Like I say, this was all thrown together at the last minute, so we may not exactly have all of our stuff together tonight. But, you know, that's a good time to work out the kinkos. So, like I say, I know eventually we'll get Granny Hulkster back in here with us. You know, she's an all-time favorite. Down South Championship Wrestling, we were hoping to get started back in February, but because of... all the COVID and Omnimoron or Omicron or whatever the crap, kind of put a little link, put a little kink in everything. So right now, in Mulberry, Arkansas, where they were Down South Championship Wrestling hosts their events, they're kind of one of the hotbeds right now. So the board of directors with Down South Championship Wrestling decided to put everything on hold. And so right now we're looking at possibly April running some events. So keep your ears open on Facebook, on the DCW page, and, you know, keep your ears open on the Greg Squirrel Show when we get going on our regular time on Saturday nights. Oh, let's see. So, like I say, there's a lot of great stuff. I know Crown Championship Wrestling, they had their event over in Siloam Springs Saturday night. Space Cowboy Jason Jones, once again, Southern Heavyweight Champion for Crown Promotion. So congratulations, Space Cowboy. I've known that guy a long time. He truly is one of the hardest working guys in this business. So a big shout out to Space Cowboy Jason Jones. Current champions, DCW Championship Wrestling. Current champions look like this. North American Heavyweight Champion is going to be Alexander Gold. Alexander has been traveling all over the place and turning in some great matches. And at the last DCW event, he was presented with the new DCW North American Championship belt. Very beautiful belt, and so I know he's going to defend that thing with pride. Tag team champions, Brandon Groom and Pineapple Jack. You know, they've been defending against all comers, all challengers. So, big shout out to them. And of course, the, I got an itch, hold on. And then of course, the DCW heavyweight champion, the Varick Vane, a man known as Spider, known as Varick Vane. How the hell he does it, I don't know. That boy got a couple of screws loose. But anyway, Varick Vane, he's been, he's been facing all comers. And so I know he's down at taking care of things down there. So, once again, we're just pumped and excited. Big shout out to Christopher Ormead, owner of Crown Championship Wrestling. Big shout out to him. JJ Jennings, good buddy of mine. One of the referees for Down South Championship Wrestling. Big shout out to him and a whole cast of thousands. I know it's kind of late, so a lot of people probably aren't listening. That's fine, because it gives you a chance to work out the bugs. But if you are out there listening, 563-999-3032 is the phone number to call in. And I know Granny Hulkster, she's surprised she hasn't called in. Normally, if she even gets a whiff that we're on the air, she tries to call in. So, it is what it is. And looking over here, checking over the message board. Nobody wants to say hi to us. I see that way. Once again, 563-999-3032 is the phone number right there for the South Championship, or South Championship Wrestling, for the Greg Squall Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we are back on Blog Talk Radio. We're pumped. We are excited. Got the new studio set up. We're slowly getting the new studio set up. New studio is going to be cool. And once, if we can get everything we're wanting for my new studio / home office, it's going to be really cool. A good friend of mine, Robert Mann, he was out in Las Vegas the last couple of weeks for the, I forget the official title, but it's the Sports Trade Expo, basically all the new merchandise stuff coming out on the pro and college and sports teams. So one of the neat things he was showing from Vegas, like a ticker, you know, kind of like the thing on the bottom of the TV screen, the scrawler, the running scores. In her office version now that you can actually get, and I got the perfect place for it. So I'm thinking about possibly getting one that way on sports news. If I'm doing my office working on something, all I got to do is glance up and I can see football, baseball, basketball, because it's either on something or not. I'm going to get more information on it, but it's going to pick up pretty much any sporting stuff that I want to keep track of. See here. So anyway, that's what's going on there. Once again, 563-999-3032 is going to be our number. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, if you're out there and you're listening to us, feel free to call in.
Shirley, you got something you want to talk about? I just got through watching the Royal Rumble replay. Royal Rumble was on a Saturday night. I don't know if that is a permanent thing that WWE is trying or just what, but a lot of swerves and curves. Early in the show, Becky Lynch successfully defended Big Game Bex, or whatever they're calling her name, She successfully defended her title against Doudrop. And somebody, now, like I say, this is why I need somebody to call in and verify for me, but I could have swore that I heard that they were going to put her back under her original name, which is Piper Niven. She's a great wrestler. I mean, she may not look like much right now, but I think once they kind of get everything back to where they want it, you're really going to see her shine, because she's been in the sport a while. She's not a rookie. And, you know, she's wrestled in England, Europe a lot, and she made her way to, she made her way over to the WWE. And so right now she's still working under the name Doudrop. But like I said, I could have swore I heard that they were going to put her back under her original name, Piper Niven. So, I'm anxious to see what happens there. Charlotte Flair, she was in. She did not defend her belt, but she did make an appearance in the Women's Royal Rumble. And, you know, the new kids were there. You know, Shayna Baszler. Sasha Banks made her return. She was like one of the very first in. She'd been out for a while, but she made her return to WWE. So be anxious to see where they take her and that story. Let's see. Who else? Rhea Ripley. You know, the new kids, but they brought back some legend, Michelle McCool, Lita, Summer Rain, Ivory, and she was doing the right to censor character. What that always wasn't my favorite Ivory character, I'll be quite honest. She's too pretty a woman to be walking around with that hair slicked back like that. But, oh, well, it is what it is. It's frightened to check. I'll do whatever. So, anyway, Melina. Matter of fact, Melina was the second or third in. And that woman is still hot. That woman is still 48 shades of hot. So anyway, 3-999-3032 right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. 40 minutes left on the program. So make sure you call your buddies, call your friends, tell them about the Greg Squirrel Show. I'm going to send a message because I saw her in my message box, but I don't know if she's awake. I'm not seeing her. I think she went to sleepy by. Granny Hulkster. All right. So anyway, like I said, Michelle McCool, Lita, everybody was kind of halfway hoping to see Bayley make her return. I was hoping to see Bayley make her return. Bayley's been out for a while now, I believe, with an ACL injury, or I believe that's what it was, or something like that. So hopefully, you know, hopefully she's on the mend. We're going to get her back soon. So anyway, and your winner of the Women's Royal Rumble, Rowdy Ronda Rousey, made her return. So she's going to be calling her shot WrestleMania. Going to be at Dallas, Texas at AT&T Stadium, home of your Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, she's got a choice. She can go after Becky Lynch or she can go after Charlotte Flair. So, you know, just got to be anxious to see what happens. Other throughout the card, for Brock Lesnar, defended his title against Bobby Lashley, and well, there's a little chicanery going on as Paul Heyman, the Advocate, came to the aid, not necessarily of Bobby Lashley. But, you know, when Brock came back, Paul Heyman kind of turned his back on Roman Reigns. So you know how that goes. Well, so then tonight, or last Saturday night, during the Brock Lesnar-Bobby Lashley match, referee got knocked out. Well, here comes Roman Reigns. He delivers a big spear on Brock Lesnar. So he looks at Paul Heyman, who's outside holding the title belt, as always. Heyman hands the belt to Roman Reigns, who then in turn bops Brock Lesnar across the brain pan. Therefore giving Bobby Lashley the chance to move in, make the pin, get the win. So Bobby Lashley is the new WWE champion. Roman Reigns still the international champion, or whatever they're calling it. They got too many champions, in my opinion. 563-999-3032. So then Brock Lesnar comes back. No real surprises in the men's Royal Rumble. They got enough men wrestlers. They didn't need to bring out any of the legends or anything like that. But, you know, Brock Lesnar shows up. He's like the last or next to last entrant. I think he was the last entered into Royal Rumble. And he ends up winning it. So now it's going to come down. He's going to call his shot for WrestleMania. And so who's he going to take? Is he going to take Roman Reigns? Or is he going to go back after Lashley and get his belt back? So be anxious to see. Anyway, we want to hear your opinion, 563-999-3032. That is the phone number. If you're listening to the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio, you're going to be able to – we're still working on times of doing the show. We're seriously looking at 9 o'clock on Saturday night or Sunday nights like we've always done. So we'll just have to go and see. Weather. Everybody keep an eye on the weather wherever you live. It's supposed to be pretty nasty this week, starting about a Wednesday. At least that's what they're calling for around here, is bad weather. So just be anxious to see what happens. Okay,
I'm posting some stuff on Facebook.
Oh, so like I say, if you're a, and we're going to post this on Facebook, if you are an MMA, pro wrestling, or boxing promoter and you have events coming up, we will be more than happy to promote your event on the Greg Squirrel Show. We're on going to be on every Sunday night, 9 o'clock, and we are around the world. That's the nice thing about being on the Internet is we're just not local. You know, we are all around the world. So it's going to be fun having the show back on. Well, I've had a long day, boys and girls. Razorback sports, men's Razorback basketball team. Got a big victory over the weekend. Girls basketball, they had a real good week. Baseball just around the corner. Recruiting is going outstanding for the Arkansas Razorbacks. The portal and everything, you know, it's just kind of drawn a new, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm looking for a word. I can't find it. We'll find it eventually. But we're, you know, so it's going to be exciting. From what I understand, the Razorbacks, they said goodbye to a couple of coaches, decided to go elsewhere, and they've already, from what I understand, they've already got the new coaches hired. So just going to be anxious to see how everything moves on from there. 563-999-3032 is the phone number. If you want to call into the Greg Squirrel Show, talk all kind of sports, boxing, MMA, pro wrestling, football, basketball, baseball, apple pie, Chevrolets. It's just a whole lot of fun good. And like I say, I want to extend that invitation again. Once again, Arkansas Razorback Ice Hockey will be back in action Friday night and Saturday night. If you've never been to a collegiate hockey match, you need to come watch the Razorbacks. These guys are good. Like I say, they've only lost like 3-4 games this season. Looking to be one of the top teams when their end-of-season tournaments come around. So Razorbacks got it going on when it comes to hockey. Like I say, they this past weekend, Friday and Saturday, they went up to Springfield, Missouri, and defeated the Missouri State Bears. So more notches on the victory. 563-999-3032. We got about 30 minutes left in the show. So still plenty of time for people to call in if you're out there listening on Blog Talk Radio. I sent the if you're on my personal Facebook page, I got a link on there that you can get onto Blog Talk and listen. Or if you want to call in and listen on your telephone, I can put you on hold so that way you can sit there and badmouth me and do what you want to do and all that fun stuff. Well, let's take a look here. I am reaching out to somebody. All right. Sending messages out to some of my peeps out there. Got the staff up late tonight so we could throw the show. I normally won't ever do a show this late, but because, like I said, I was watching the replay of the Royal Rumble. Lasted a little longer than what I expected. So it is, blah, blah, blah. Let's see here. Anybody else on here I want to get called in? High school softball getting ready to get going. High school basketball currently going. So
just a lot of stuff going on right now. So need to get out, take it on in. Is all good. 563-999-3032. That is the phone number to call in. Uh-oh. Hello, you lucky devil. You got the Greg Squirrel Show. Who we got on the phone lines?
Well, who do you think this is?
Well, I don't know. Good, ladies
well, you
and gentlemen, on the Greg Squirrel Show, you want her, you need her, you got to have some of her, even though she's turning heel, bad guy on us.
No, I'm not turning heel. I'm not turning heel, Gregory.
All right. Granny Hulkster, what's going on, baby girl?
Well, you know, disappointing loss today. You know, we went into overtime, but unfortunately, we just couldn't win today. But I am proud of my Chiefs. I am proud of the season that they had. And so, you know, it really does. I mean, I guess I'll probably root for the Rams now. I don't know. You know, I mean, I really don't care who wins the Super Bowl now.
Well, you know, and that's what I've been telling people. Ever since the Chiefs lost, I like, you know, hey, San Francisco was my last hope because we do have Dre Greenlaw, who I know Dre Greenlaw's dad or his adoptive father. Not a lot. I don't know how many people know that story, but he was adopted by a local family here in Northwest Arkansas when he was here at college. And my nephews played football for his adoptive father. So Frisco was my last hope.
Interesting.
My last hope. Frisco was my last hope. And, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo or whatever Frisco's quarterback's name, you know, he always chokes. I don't know what Garoppolo's – I know – deal is he just always chokes on the big games, and he did it again tonight, causing the 49ers to lose their game. So it is going to be the Bengals and the Rams. So, but like I say, Frisco is my last hope because after Kansas City lost, I just lost all interest in the bowl because they got a crappy halftime show this year. So, you know, it just is what it is.
But, you know, the Chiefs have nothing to be ashamed of. They had a good season. You know, they worked their butt off. They, you know, they did the best possible thing that they could, you know, and it just wasn't in the cards, you know, today, unfortunately, so.
Yeah. I know, but I know there's a lot of fans out there like me that are kind of sad, disappointed, disheveled. So, but like you say, you know, there's always next season, so. Now we just got to get ready for baseball season and whatever comes our way with the Cardinals, the Royals, and all that fun stuff. Phone number 563-999-3032 right here on the Greg Squirrel Show right here, Blog Talk Radio. Yes, Granny Hulkster, we are finally back on the air.
Awesome.
Now, did you go to Siloam Springs last night?
I most certainly did.
Well, give us a rundown. Thing I've heard for sure was that Jason Jones, once again, Southern heavyweight champion. Give us a brief rundown of what else happened on the show last night.
Well, let's see. You know, of course, Jason and Tim's match was the main event. Sager Creek Street Fight, and I mean, they took it outside the building. They came back inside the building. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Jason first. He, you know, I mean, there were, he took a loaf of bread and threw pieces of bread went flying everywhere. He took pieces of bread and shoved it down Tim's throat. He hit him with a trash can, hit him with a cookie sheet first, then the bread, then the trash can, then he put the trash can over his head, then he took a broom and hit the side of the trash can, broke the broom. Then he grabbed a pair of tongs and decided to do some pinching.
Uh-oh.
He did that a couple of times. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, you know, Red was out there with Tim. You know, Big Stevie was not in attendance last night. I don't know why, but Big Stevie was not there. So there's this box of cotton candy. Well, what everybody thought was cotton candy sitting in the ring. Well, Red is sitting in the corner with his legs spread apart, and Jason reaches in the box and pulls out a bowling ball and does the Fred Flintstone, you know, little dance step, you know, like when Fred Flintstone would be bowling, you know, throws that bowling ball right between Red's legs, hit him in the, it was right. I mean, oh, my gosh. I mean, it was just, let's see, what other matches? Ivan Warsaw wrestled against B.C. Lee. He beat B.C. Lee, but, I mean, every match was just on spot. Gary Graham beat Colton Vault. The Johnnies, they won their match.
They're the
WFC tag team champions right now.
Okay.
For Wrestling for a Cause.
Right, okay. Because I know we've had them on some DCW shows.
I mean, there was probably like 7 or 8 matches, I think. I mean, sold out crowd. Standing room only once again. This was their second show. I mean, it was definitely, definitely a great night of wrestling. Their next show is going to be March 5th at Benton County Fairgrounds. They made a huge announcement that they are going to have a 16-man tournament for the light heavyweight championship belt. I mean, for like wrestlers 205 pounds and under.
Right.
So they made that big, huge announcement last night.
Right. So, you know, actually giving some of the small guys a chance.
Mm-hmm. Justin Lee won his match against Thrash. But of course Tim had to come out and, kind of interfere, it was just a great night all the way around. I mean, just a great night of wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have to get over there when there's a night that I don't have conflicts going on and check out Crown. I know I talk to them once in a while and on the Facebook and
March 5th is their next show.
Okay. We will have to look at the schedule and if things.
And I believe tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Cool. Have to check it out. Once, like I say, if things are copacetic, may have to make an appearance to see what's going on. 563-999-3032. You got the Gregster. You got Granny Hulkster right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So, did you catch any of the Royal Rumbles last night?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Because I was at Silent Springs watching wrestling.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah, that was kind of weird. I'm sitting there and I'm like, they had the Royal Rumble last night. I was ready to watch it tonight. And they said it was actually last night. So I did watch the replay and, you know, there was some surprises in there, I ran down the results earlier, and I guess the big surprise was Paul Heyman turning on Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lesnar had his title match, defending his title against Bobby Lashley. And like I say, due to the chicanery with Roman Reigns, Bobby Lashley got the victory, and Paul Heyman walked away with Roman Reigns. And so Bobby Lashley's the new heavyweight champion. And so just a lot of interesting stuff going there, because then during the Royal Rumble, Lesnar was the last entrance, and so naturally he won it. So now he's going to have the option of either I see him challenging Roman Reigns for the international title or whatever they call it. And then,
I do too.
You know, somebody else will get a shot at Bobby Lashley. So now maybe you can answer this, because I kind of brought this up, because Doudrop wrestled Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch retained her title. But I could have swore I read not too long ago that they are actually going to put her back, talking about Doudrop, under her old gimmick or under her old name with Piper Niven. And I don't know if you've heard anything about that or.
I actually have not. Now, I can tell you, because I had a few friends that actually was in attendance at the Royal Rumble last night. And I was talking to one of my good friends last night, you know, because we're already into Monday morning. So apparently after Ronda Rousey won the Women's Rumble, the backside of the WrestleMania sparked, caught fire. They had to evacuate some people in the building. I don't think they evacuated, obviously, everybody, but certain areas they had to, because of where the spark took place. So when Becky Lynch and Doudrop had their match, of course, people weren't really paying attention to the match. They were actually paying attention to what was going on with the flames
safety factor.
But my friend did tell me that. And then there was another incident where apparently this gentleman comes down, and I guess he was a military guy. I don't know the whole details, but he looked at my friend and he says, "You're in my seat." And my friend says, "No, this is my seat." He said, "Do you have a ticket?" And the guy got very belligerent with my friend and whoever he was sitting with, and, you know, like, this is my seat, and they had to call security.
Right.
So, all sort of interesting things taking place.
That's what I did hear about the WrestleMania sign catching on fire. And so I'm just like, wow. Sounded like a bunch of fun in St. Louis last night. I know what it was, because, you know, I'm always getting bulletins and updates from different wrestling sites, and WWE had filed a trademark, so that's where I remember listening to you talk about all that stuff. May have gave me a chance to exercise my brain, which seldom happens, and I do remember seeing bulletin where WWE had filed tried with the trademark office for licensing Piper Niven's name. Because not, a lot of people don't realize she had been around a while. She's not a newcomer off the street. You know, she's been wrestling in Europe for years. And so she finally had a chance to come over to the States. And so so that's that. But, yeah, so Ronda Rousey, she won the Women's Royal Rumble. So I pretty much figure it's going to be her and Charlotte because I think they're going to spread out, stretch out this Niven, Doudrop, Becky Lynch feud further. Shinsuke Nakamura made his return to the Royal Rumble. He's been out with a while with a hand injury. And so he made his return last night to the Royal Rumble. And, I mean, I'm still kind of the one that really, I mean, I heard it was going to happen. And sure enough, there was Mickey James.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody knows it, keep track of any of the promotions. Mickey James is the current Impact Women's Champion. She had the belt. Excuse me. She had the belt on when she came out and everything. And I'm just like,
yeah,
what's Vince doing? Vince would have never passed. So be interesting to you know, catch up where all that's going. Cody Rhodes, Sammy Guevara, they gave another great match. Cody Rhodes was the TV champ, or the TNT champ, whatever they want to call it. And then apparently he was out for a while, wasn't able to defend the belt, so they had a interim tournament, and Sammy Guevara won the interim tournament. Well, then as it turned around, they had the Sammy Guevara, Cody Rhodes. I mean, those boys went nuts. They had some of the tall. It was a ladder match, and they've had some of the tall. They had some of the tallest ladders in a ladder match I ever saw. And when Sammy Guevara did an RKO on Cody Rhodes off the top of the tallest ladder, I mean, I thought that arena they were at was going to go back crap crazy because they were doing some spots. And so, like I say, Cody Rhodes, he was climbing for the belts. Sammy Guevara got up on one of the turnbuckles, was able to get on his ladder. He, you know, leapt over the ladder, and Cody Rhodes was on a separate ladder. Now, that was the amazing thing about it is they were on two separate ladders, and Sammy Guevara left off his ladder, and he did an RKO on Cody Rhodes off of his ladder. So I'm just sitting there watching that. I'm just like, dang, yeah. if y'all get a chance to go watch the replay of that match, you know, everybody's kind of been on Cody's case lately, but they got to understand Cody's not afraid to put over the other guys. Everybody thinking Cody's wanting to be what I call the black coal of wrestling, but I see just the opposite. When you're willing to do that with a guy like, and Sammy Guevara is a good wrestler. God is a good wrestler. Don't get me wrong on this, but the dude go through some of the spot stuff that they were doing. I know Guevara had Cody laid out on a ladder because he had the ladder between the ring and the safety barrier. He got up on, they had the runway that comes all the way out to the ring, and he had a ladder up on the stage, and he did a swanton onto Cody laying on the ladder. And those ladders don't give way.
No, they don't.
No, and I'm just watching this stuff. I'm thinking, these guys are nuts. So it looks like Jeff Hardy, looks like he's going to be joining Matt in AEW. I just, you know, nobody's probably ever going to know what went on behind the scenes at WWE, but Jeff is clean. Everybody was talking that Jeff was involved with drugs and stuff again, and you know they released his drug test today. His drug test came back negative, so I don't know what happened with Jeff and WWE. I think it's a Vince thing. I see WWE under new ownership in about 5 years, just from everything that I'm seeing. They've let go so many good wrestlers, so many people behind the scenes. Hell, they let Steve Regal go, or William Regal. I keep calling him Steve Regal because there used to be a wrestler called Steve, named Steve Regal. But they let William Regal go, and Regal had been – him and Triple H had pretty much been the brainchilds behind NXT.
Yep.
And they let them go. When they let Regal go, and so I won't be surprised to see Regal end up with either AEW or Impact. Preferably, I prefer AEW because I watch them more. But there's a lot of stuff, fun stuff going on right now. So the road to WrestleMania has begun, so it's just going to be interesting to see what happens out there. So, you know, I kind of updated the listeners who are listening about everything going on with DCW. We were supposed to have a show February 5th, but because of the COVID situation, and apparently Mulberry's a real hot spot right now in the state of Arkansas when it comes to COVID infections, that they're looking hopefully at April about having the next show. So we're going to keep a close eye on that. See what come down the way there. What else you got for me, Granny Holster? You're always the wonderful fountain.
Well,
stuff.
You know, let's see, Wrestling for a Cause, they are actually at a new location. They are going to be doing a show February 19th in Tulsa at the American Legion. It's going to be kind of an 80s retro type. They're going to have a costume contest, you know, dress up like in the 80s, you know, they're going to do a costume contest. Then they have a show February 26th at Turley, Oklahoma. That is the actual home of Wrestle Against Hunger, where Pastor Brent Crawford does his wrestling shows, and that is WFC's, you know, new home. So they're going to be running like the last Saturday of the month. They got Silas Young coming in. I believe he's going to be doing a seminar with the wrestlers earlier that afternoon. March 5th is Crown Championship Wrestling. And then March 12th, my friend, and I believe you're going to be a part of this, Ozark Mountain Wrestling is going to have their first show in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Ozark Mountain Wrestling, yes. I believe a lot
of these guys wrestled for WCWA. I believe the main event, if it's not the main event, it should be, but I believe this is going to be the main event, Ivan Warsaw versus Rodney Mack.
Yeah.
I believe it's going to be the main event for that show. The Magnificent Malico is going to be wrestling against Eric Bronson.
Eric. Mm-hmm. Pineapple Jack, DJ Michaels.
Mm-hmm. The American Witch, Erica Torres versus Alejandra Lyon. I hope I'm pronouncing her first name right. But
right.
I am looking forward. I believe Chandler Hopkins is going to be wrestling that night. I'm looking forward to seeing that show. I'm excited about that because I really enjoyed when WCWA was here in Springdale. I didn't have to go clear to Oklahoma to see wrestling, you know, and
right,
so, and
right.
I was really sad when they quit running. So, I'm excited about Ozark Mountain Wrestling.
I'm excited about it too. And like I say, that show just flat slipped my mind, but, going to be working with them. And so I'm excited about that. And so just some good stuff coming up in Northwest Arkansas, the River Valley. Hopefully the stuff with DCW. Hopefully that stuff don't hang around too long so we can get running down in Mulberry on a regular basis again. And I got to pass some information on to the board of directors of DCW that I might have possibly found a location to possibly run some events in Fort Smith.
Wow.
So it could be a good thing, you know. So just have to pass that information on next time I talk to them. And but yeah, like I say, Ozark Mountain Wrestling. I got so much stuff going on right now that it's not a wonder that I slipped my mind. Let's see how much we time. We got about 2 minutes left. With all the different MMA promotions, I'm going to be going to Paris, Texas, working with the Knucklehead Championship Wrestling down in Paris, Texas. I'm going to be going down there working with them some. And then I got some new MMA promotions that I'm going to be working with. So, you know, I kind of went through a rough stretch there. I'm not going to lie. You know, went through a rough stretch there with my mom passing away last year, my older brother passing away earlier this year. So we got about 90 seconds left. So, but things are starting to pick back up, and I'm excited about it. So, hopefully get my stuff back on an even keel and just do what we do and have fun doing it. But yeah, the main thing is we do have the show back on the air. We're going to go back to our regular Sunday night 9 o'clock time spot. So, like I say, Granny Hulkster, I don't know if you have anything else, but we're going to go ahead and start winding
things up. I think I'm good.
All right. Well, we will talk to you next Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. Like I say, this is our first night, so I don't even have my music and stuff set up. So all I'm going to say is everybody just be good, love one another, and we will talk
be
to
safe.
You next Sunday night. Be safe.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, I found the music. We love each other. See you next Sunday night right here on the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Block Talk Radio.